Hey, this is Rich Wilkerson. I'm the pastor of VU Church in Miami, Florida, and this is our podcast. Thank you so much for checking it out today. I hope it encourages you and inspires you. Here's today's message.
Come on, can we welcome our own, the greatest pastor, Pastor Rich Wilkerson. Woo!
You can take a seat for just a moment. I'm going to preach for about 2 hours. I don't need that, bro. I'm good. Yeah. Thank you, though. No, I'm kidding. Hey, this is so very, very awesome. This is sort of like an on-the-fly plan. I hear right now there's like thousands of people out in the courtyard. Can we make some noise for all the people that are watching in the courtyard? We're sorry for the delay getting in tonight, but how many think it was worth the wait? Come on, somebody. I'm not going to talk long, but I would hate to miss this moment. This is VU Church. This is where we do church. If this is your first time gathering with us, we meet here 10 a.m., 12 p.m., 5 p.m., 7 p.m. We started in this room this morning at 5:45 a.m. Can we make some noise for every volunteer who... I don't know where my friend Kanye is. There he is right there. But I got to stop and take a moment because some of you, I don't know if you know, but Kanye and I have been on a journey for many, many years together. And I don't think I've ever gotten a moment to truly publicly honor you for, number one, the friend that you have been to me. For the last 7 years, he has been a faithful friend who has encouraged me, who's believed in me, seen things in me that I didn't see in myself, taken me all over the world, given me opportunities, opened up relationships. And I just want to make sure I take a moment tonight to publicly honor you. I know in this new season that you're in, there's sometimes a whole lot of criticism, a whole lot of opposition. I hope you know that all the people here at VU Church, we love you, we're praying for you, we have your back. And you may have some enemies in this world, but none of them are in this room tonight. And I just want to speak out loud that I believe that God is doing an incredible work in you. And I pray that you would grow in the grace of Jesus, that you'd continue to mature in your walk with him. I believe that God is lifting you up for such a time as this. And if you ever fall, guess what? You got a whole community right here that wants to help pick you back up. I love you and for you. Really quick. Mark chapter 8, we're going to continue to sing. Can we make some noise for this choir who's been going? They did an opera. They just casually did an opera this morning and then made it to the midnight Holy Ghost service at VU Church. One little verse, Mark chapter 8, verse 34. I know there's a lot of guests here tonight, but I just want to be as bold as I possibly can over the next 10 minutes. And so I'm going to preach it like I feel it. These are Jesus' words. Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever wants to discover their life for this gospel, whoever loses his life for me and for this gospel will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul? I just want to take a moment really quick, and I just want to preach to you from my heart. And I simply have this phrase in my spirit tonight, no turning back. No turning back. You know, we live in an interesting day and age, don't we, that I think we live in a generation that's obsessed with falling in love. Like, it's fun to fall in love, right? Like, oh my goodness, we're in love, you know? And what's your favorite color? Red? Oh my God, me too. It's crazy. What's your favorite food? You like pizza? Oh my God, he likes pizza. Like, we just love falling in love. I remember when I first met my wife, we were 17 years of age. I was in a service like this, saw her up in a balcony like that. I was kind of newly saved, but I looked up, I said, I choose you in the name of Jesus. I remember the first time we started talking on the phone at night, it was always so funny because that puppy love, it's always hard to get off the phone. Some of you have been there before. All right, good night. You know, well, you hang up. No, shut up. You hang up. No, you hang up. No, shut up. You hang up. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Are you still there? Yeah, I'm still there. We love falling in love, but how many of you know we have a hard time staying in love? And the problem is because we have reduced love down to a feeling. We think love is goosebumps. We think love is butterflies. But butterflies fly away. So as fast as you fall in love, you fall out of love. I believe God is looking for a generation in 2019 like never before that would declare out loud, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for I am unashamed, unafraid, unapologetic for what Jesus has done in my life. I didn't just fall in love with him. I'm staying in love with him. No turning back. Come on, if the world can be loud about sin, when will the church start being loud about salvation? Is there anybody in this house who would declare, I have been saved, set free, redeemed? I'm not turning back. I'm not turning back. I'm moving forward. We live in a day and age right now where the reason why many people can't see the Jesus on the inside of us, I apologize tonight if you are a person who doesn't follow Jesus. We're so grateful that you're here. You can belong here before you believe. We're so happy that you're here tonight. Come with all your questions. But sometimes us Christians, now I'm speaking to you, we live so quiet. We live so timid. We live so afraid. We live so by our feelings. And I really believe that people can't see Jesus on the inside of us because we're more addicted to getting lit than we are to being a light. See, I'm gonna take my time. See, what happens to us is that just because you feel the heat doesn't mean that you're burning. It's like, you know, if you ever go camping, which we're from Miami, so we don't do that, but when I was a little kid, I like hotels, but anyways. But when you go camping, you build a fire, and then you get as close as you possibly can. That feels good, that feels good. And then you go away from the fire. And today in 2019, that's what a lot of believers look like, is that we come to gatherings and we come to conferences and we come to events and we get as close as we can to the fire, but then we run away and we never actually jumped into the fire. We never got consumed by the fire. See, one of the scariest places you will find yourself is to think you are on fire, but come to find out you were just sensing the heat from everyone else around you. Following Jesus is not a trend. Following Jesus is a call, and it's a decision to first die that you might find real life. And tonight, with just the short amount of time that I have, I believe that Jesus is calling us. He did not come for a religion. He came to establish a long-lasting, real, vibrant relationship with you. He loves you. He has a plan for you. But it was Jesus who said, if you come and follow me, you must deny yourself, pick up your cross. You must die that you might find life. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world but forfeit his soul? And tonight, I wonder if you're in this room, if you're in this place, maybe you have come to a place that you think that you can, with your money, purchase your soul. You can't. You think with your status, you can purchase your soul. You can't. Your fame can't purchase your soul. Your education can't purchase your soul. There is only one who satisfies your soul, and it's the same one who purchased your soul. His name is Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody, give him praise in this place. Phil, can you give me some keys? I'm a close, but if you don't start playing keyboards, I'll just teach forever. So just put me in my close mode. Otherwise, I'll just go all night long and people waited too long. I love you. Tonight, Jesus is calling you into a real relationship. And you have to decide in this place, beyond the hype, beyond the feeling, beyond the shouting, you have to decide, do you want to encounter him? Who is Jesus to you? Because he's one of three things. He's either a liar, he's either a lunatic, or he is Lord. Jesus is not a shout out at an award show. Jesus is not a piece of jewelry you wear around your neck. He's not a part of your life. He's either all of your life or he's nothing at all. And friend, he loves you. And your soul will never ever find peace and rest until you surrender to the one who picked you and chose you and loves you. And tonight, he is the Lord of all. And the men who spread this message, they didn't just die figuratively, they actually literally died. They gave their life to follow Jesus. See, make no mistake about it, this movement, this thing called Christianity, following Jesus, it has not moved forward from success to success. It has moved forward from sacrifice to sacrifice on the blood, sweat, and tears of men and women who would say, this thing is so good, it's worth dying for. And tonight, if Jesus is Lord, then he deserves much more than just a morally decent life. He deserves that you would fall on your knees and cry out, save me, save me. That's my prayer tonight, that if you walked in here, maybe you've tried everything in this world, but have you tried Jesus? Because tonight, if you'll surrender your life to Jesus and declare there's no turning back, the cross before me, the world behind me, I'm telling you what, you're gonna find a peace that surpasses all understanding. You ever just take time to think about how incredible Jesus is? Even if you're a doubter, even if you don't believe he's God, just think about it. There has never been anybody in history quite like him. I mean, how did this guy with 12 dudes who were not educated, farmers and tax collectors, how together did they spread a movement that now spans the world? You know that Jesus, he never wrote a song, but there's more songs written about Jesus than any other person in the world. Jesus never wrote a book, but there's more books written about Jesus than anybody in the world. To my knowledge, Jesus wasn't an artist. He didn't build statues. He didn't mold, but rather there is more art dedicated to this man than any person in the entire world. I mean, for goodness sakes, you don't believe in Jesus? Okay. You can't tell time without him. What year is it? 2019 AD, Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. You don't even know what time it is without recognizing Jesus. He split the calendar. You say, how did all this happen? It didn't happen because of good principles and good teaching and good morals. It happened because there was a man named Jesus who said, if you follow me, I will give you life. And then all of a sudden he went to a cross to take the place for your sins and for my sins. And he was crucified on that day and he was buried in a tomb. People watched him die. And when they watched him die, there were no followers of Jesus at the cross. They scattered. Because messiahs don't die and sons of God can't be killed. And so they said, this must not be the one. Oh, but friends, 3 days later, I said 3 days later, Jesus Christ resurrected from the grave. The way this faith has moved forward is based upon an event that a man died and he resurrected. And if he really resurrected, you have to consider maybe, just maybe, he actually is Lord. Today he's alive. And this is what separates him from every other man and every other God who ever came before him. For literally, friends, tonight, we could go to the grave of some great men in the past, but you'd have to be quiet, you'd have to be silent, because their bones are buried there. Oh, friends, you could go over to the grave of some great teachers, but shh, show reverence, be quiet, their bones are buried there. You could go to the grave of some great faith teachers who did some good stuff, but when you get there, shh, hush, hush, the bones are buried there. Well, this is reverent ground. But I got good news for you, Sunday service. You can rock up to the tomb of Jesus Christ with your Yeezys on. And you don't have to be quiet.
but rather you can open up your mouth and you can give a shout of praise, because guess what? He's not there. He's alive, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Alpha and Omega. He rose. You don't believe in him, he believes in you. And Jesus says, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. He's not trying to be exclusive, he's trying to be specific. He loves you. And he has a plan for you tonight. He says, come, follow me. In order to follow, I gotta die so that I might be resurrected in him. But what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but forfeit his soul? Tonight, all over this place, would you stand to your feet? In a moment, we're going to worship. In a moment, we're going to give God some praise. But I feel like tonight is a night for so many people. Those that don't know Jesus, I want to give you an opportunity here tonight to put your trust in him. Those of you that have been following Jesus, this is a night to draw a line in the sand to say, no turning back. I didn't just fall in love with Jesus. I'm staying in love with Jesus. I'm going to play my part, and I'm going to make sure this whole world knows that Jesus is King. Your head's bowed, your eyes are closed. There's no one looking around. If you're here tonight, you'd say, Rich, that's me. My life is not right with God. Would you just check your soul for a moment? Would you just see how you're doing on the inside? Tonight's a good night to surrender. You're in a room full of faith. You're sensing the heat. That's people's faith. But tonight, why don't you let the God who's known as the all-consuming fire, why don't you let him light your life on fire? He doesn't just want you to burn. He wants you to shine bright. Your head's bowed, your eyes are closed. If you're in this room and you never surrendered your life to Jesus, would you be bold tonight? Would you say, Rich, that's me. You're talking to me, Rich. Tonight, I want to make Jesus the Lord of my life. I want to surrender. I want to declare out loud in front of this company of witnesses that Jesus is King. If that's you, would you be bold? And on the count of three, would you just lift your hand up high enough and long enough just so I can see it? I want to include you in this prayer of salvation. I love our church because every Sunday at this point, hands start going up and it's happening right now. Even before I count to three, people saying, that's me, Rich, that's me. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Ready, one, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Don't put it off towards next Sunday. This is your moment, this is your hour right now. No turning back. Two, don't look at your neighbor, forget about your neighbor. This is a moment between you and Jesus. Ready, one, two, three. If that's you, just lift it up. That's me, that's me. That's me, Rich. That's me. That's me. That's me. That's me. That's me. Hands going up all over the room tonight. VU Church, Sunday service. Can we all lift our hands towards heaven together? Can we pray this prayer out loud with everything we've got? Scripture says, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, and you shall be saved. You can't achieve Jesus. You receive him. It's a free gift. He loves you just the way that you are. Oh, but friend, he loves you too much to let you stay the way that you are. Tonight, he's bringing you on a journey. Pray this out loud. Say, dear Jesus, tonight I surrender. I give you my life. Forgive me of all my sin. I repent. I give you my past. I give you my present. I even place my future in your hands. I'm yours, Jesus. Tonight I believe, God, that you have a good plan for me. So I choose to follow you, for I believe that you are God. Tonight, Lord, help me follow you. Tonight I declare, no turning back. I love you. Come on, church, can we go ahead and celebrate every person who just prayed that prayer? Oh, come on, can we make a little bit more noise than that? Let's go ahead and celebrate every person tonight.
Thanks again for listening. To hear more messages like this one, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for past episodes. And if you like what you're hearing, consider rating it and even sharing it with friends. It helps so much. For more content from VU and to connect with us, go to VUchurch.com. We love you. The best is yet to come.